In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, everyone worships someone or something. We all admire persons or things. Our commitments can reach idealistic levels. As we idealize persons or things so much, they capture all our thinking and attention. We begin to worship them. Worship is commitment of heart and mind. We all have our own idols. They become personal gods, but do they provide abiding peace and happiness? Let us hear Psalm 100. It's all about true worship. God's Word. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. God's Word. Brothers and sisters, this psalm speaks of joy in true worship. It is such a contrast to when creatures and created objects become idols. Money can become an idol. Some feel that they never can have enough of things. Desires for more money, wealth, and property can occupy one's thinking. One may be reluctant to spend even on oneself, let alone share with others. Some worship power and always seek more control of others. Some are taken up by the glory of fame. They do all they can to attract attention. They enjoy becoming celebrities. People adore them and follow every bit of news about them. Yes, people can become totally captivated by celebrities. Some worship physical pleasures, drugs, drinks, food, sex, beauty, or other temporary enjoyments. Some worship their own bodies and their looks. They give long hours and immense energies to attempting to maintain or even improve their appearances. The list of things that become central to many lives goes on and on. Whether persons or things, consciously or unconsciously, they become masters, lords, controlling human lives as slaves. Idols are always on one's mind and receive the loyalty and devotion of heart and mind. Whatever we wholeheartedly idealize and commit to become our gods. They strongly impact the setting of our priorities, decision-making, relationships, and lifestyle. Brothers and sisters, the people and things we idealize and to which we become mentally and emotionally committed do not fulfill the human need for peace and permanent security. The joys that they bring are temporary and passing. They do not give us lasting contentment. They do not own us in themselves, but at times they bring us fears, anxieties, and disappointments. Psalm 100 calls us to joyfully worship the true living God, to acknowledge Him as our Creator who deserves our service. It's about joyous service to God, our Maker. The more we know Him, the better we appreciate who He is and what He has done for us. Our Creator God has just claimed to ownership of us. He also reminds us of His tender, loving care as our shepherd. The psalm asserts that we belong to Him It says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture." What a beautiful reminder! We have reason to joyously worship Him. He not only made us in His own image and likeness, but also attends to our needs as a shepherd cares for his beloved sheep. In John's Gospel, chapter 10, we have the very words of Jesus affirming this divine care. "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Psalm 100 alludes to that as we are invited to enter his gates with thanksgiving. And what else should we do but give thanks to the loving, self-giving God who welcomes us? We, rebellious humans, He welcomes us to His holy presence. This is so vividly made clear by showing what He is like in Christ. In Christ, He revealed Himself in our own human nature. He drew near to us in order to open the way for us to draw near to Him. In the most understandable fashion, Jesus personally revealed to humans who God is by adding a human nature to His divine nature. But He did much more. As the Good Shepherd, He laid down His life to ransom us from our foolish idolatry. He claims us as His own sheep within the divine pasture. He opens for us the entrance to His sheepfold. He liberates us and saves us and provides us with abundant life. This life is eternal, as Psalm 100 is so beautifully concluded. It says, "For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations." Brothers and sisters, the true living God, in His mercy, did not abandon us to our ignorance, confusion, and rebellion. The first chapter of the Apostle Paul's epistle to the Romans reminds us, "What can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened." Brothers and sisters, in Christ we meet the true living God, not just as the Almighty Creator who demonstrated on earth His divine wisdom and power, but also as the Good Shepherd who laid down His life to ransom His sheep. In the first chapter of the first epistle to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul identifies believers in the true living God, saying, "You are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth, by the message of the blessed gospel. Amen.